This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Friday, December 6. Hope in the Darkness. Our reading comes from Exodus chapter 10. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand toward the sky, so that darkness spreads over Egypt, darkness that can be felt." So Moses stretched out his hand toward the sky, and total darkness covered all Egypt for 3 days. No one could see anyone else or move about for 3 days. Yet all the Israelites had light in the places where they lived. Then Pharaoh summoned Moses and said, "Go, worship the Lord. Even your women and children may go with you. Only leave your flocks and herds behind." But Moses said, "You must allow us to have sacrifices and burnt offerings to present to the Lord our God. Our livestock too must go with us. Not a hoof is to be left behind. We have to use some of them in worshiping the Lord our God, and until we get there, we will not know what we are to use to worship the Lord." But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he was not willing to let them go. Pharaoh said to Moses, "Get out of my sight. Make sure you do not appear before me again. The day you see my face, you will die." "Just as you say," Moses replied, "I will never appear before you again." Have you ever encountered a darkness that can be felt? I recall hiking in the woods when dark storm clouds suddenly billowed overhead. The wind whipped around in all directions, and the temperature dropped quickly, followed by blasts of thunder and lightning. In that moment, I knew I wasn't in control. Our Bible reading today tells part of the story of God's confrontation with Pharaoh through Moses. Pharaoh had repeatedly resisted letting God's people go free from slavery, and God had responded with increasingly intense plagues, all of which challenged Pharaoh's authority and control. This time, God brought a darkness that could be felt over the whole land of Egypt. Unlike the darkness of a passing storm, this darkness stayed for 3 days. It's as if God was saying to Pharaoh, "Stop resisting me. You are not in charge. I can even remove the creational boundaries between light and dark, night and day." But Pharaoh would not listen. While confronting Pharaoh, God reassured Israel by giving them light and hope in the midst of the unnatural darkness. And in this, God was saying, "You are mine, and Pharaoh cannot separate you from me." In Advent, we lean into the same hope-filled assurance. In Christ, God will move heaven and earth, night and day, to set us free from all that enslaves us. Pray with me. God, thank you for the hope you give us in Jesus Christ. Help us to believe in your power to free us from all that can enslave us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.